In the studio with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group, talking about home finances, using that home equity line of credit to get improvements done. And it was always the same thing. You get appraisal on the home if you're looking to do a remodel. And here's your home's value. Here's what we're willing to take out in equity. But there's a new one now that appraisal will say will be based off what the anticipated value of the completed renovations will be.
What we can do is we can give the loan based on what the value of the house will be after the renovation is done. So essentially what we have you do is we'll get your plans and specs and everything from your contractor. We forward that on to the appraiser, and as the appraiser does his valuation of the property, he will appraise it as he'll show it to us as if all of that work is done. So that remodel, that room addition, that upgrade on anything that you're doing in the house, the appraiser will account for that in the value that he gives the property. So then when we give our loan is going to also include the cost to build, to do those improvements, to build the addition, to do the remodel, whatever you want to do.
And Rosie, I'd imagine that would cost a couple thousand dollars for the homeowner to get a completely finished set of renovation plans from a general contractor. I mean, you've got to have paint selected, finish flooring selected. I mean, I don't know many general contractors that would give in a complete done project and sit around and wait for a loan to get started. I'd probably a little bit of cost in getting that appraisal.
Maybe a little bit. So the thing to do is if you've got a remodel and you're not sure where you're going to source the money to fund it, is get a hold of Harold at Galaxy, let him talk you through this, and then get a hold of a good licensed bonded contractor that can take a realistic look at what the project's going to cost so that you know you're all in the same ballpark and there aren't any big blowout surprises when it's time to sit down and sign documents.
I totally agree. And even though there is some of that cost to get those plans and specs and the materials list and everything that you need from the contractor, it's crucially important because once we've closed our loan, we need to know that we're going to be on budget, and we need to know that that we're not going to have overages. And because there's only so much contingency that we can build into these loans. And so while there's a little bit of an upfront investment in there to get that information that you need, in the long run, very crucial, because there's no going back once your loan's already closed. The money is set as far as what's being used for the project.
And how is that dispersed, Harold? Does the homeowner get the chunk and then it's their responsibility to parse it out to the sub or the general contractor? Or do y'all stay involved through the contract completion?
We stay involved, and so it is both the contractor and the homeowner that have to sign the check. So it is a dual party check, and from our end of things as the lender, we're doing inspections along the way before the draws are complete. So as we close the loan, there will be a disbursement schedule based on the plans for the construction or for the remodel. And as we hit the different milestones in the project, we'll send an inspector to make sure that work has been done, then issue the check to both the homeowner and the contractor.
Pretty neat. How long has that been an option for homeowners?
Several years. It's one, I would say, is an underutilized loan product. And what we've seen happen, though, especially more recently, as the market has continued to stay strong and as there is more information and education out there about financing the remodeling, there's been more of a demand for the product. And so we've got more investors, more banks that are interested in providing it. And so the process has gotten a little bit easier than it had been several years ago. So it's something that's a very, very good tool. And something that in the situations where you don't already have the equity in the property, you can still build your own dream home or upgrade to your dream home without having all of that equity in the property like you used to, like when Rosie bought his first house. If you didn't have the equity, it was just not going to happen.
Now, what about construction loans? If somebody has a lot, there's getting a basic home construction loan for a new build. Is that something that y'all have options for?
Absolutely. Those are most common of the construction or renovation loans that we see. Generally speaking, those are going to be on your larger projects. So now we're not talking about just a remodel or even something in between, like a room addition, something like that. This is, like you're mentioning, starting from scratch, building your own home. That is a lengthier process. Usually it's what we plan for in the construction loans is a year for build time. Not so much in Arizona, but in other parts of the country where weather is a factor, we can even extend beyond a year if we need to. A little bit more restrictive as far as the equity and down payment. Usually on building a new home, starting with vacant lot, it's going to require 20% for a down payment. But after that, the same thing. We get your plans and specs. We get an appraisal based on what the house value would be after it's completed and determine our financing from there.
Can my equity in the lot apply the 20%? If I bring you a free and clear lot, will that go against the 20%?
Yes, it will. That is down payment. So it is, if you've purchased the lot and paid cash for it, that is part of your 20% down.
And your number?
602-595-1233 or galaxylendinggroup.com.
Harold, thanks again for your time this Saturday morning.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.